There's a bizarre Twitter war going on between presidential candidate Donald Trump and Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, or rather between Trump's official Twitter account and an account that claims to belong to the fugitive Mexican drug trafficker. After El Chapo's escape from prison last week, the two accounts traded nasty messages, mostly in reference to Trump's recent derogatory comments about Mexican immigrants. I spoke about this today with writer and cartoonist Lalo Alcaraz. He calls Trump a wonderland for satirists and the source of his own troubles.
The other day, Donald Trump pulled off something that editorial cartoonists do as a trick. When we're kind of low for ideas, we combine two news stories as a starting point for a cartoon, and we draw that cartoon and make a dumb joke about, you know, both in a clever way. Well, Donald Trump and the El Chapo story came together in the most delicious way when that account gave him a threat.
The El Chapo Twitter account.
Yeah, the El Chapo adjacent Twitter account.
Do we know right if at El Chapo Guzman? We don't know if that's really him.
Yeah, I've heard various things. You know, this guy's pretty brazen, but I don't really think he's going around tweeting while he's back underground, literally somewhere.
Whether or not it's him or not, it does sort of express a Mexican sentiment, right, about the things that Donald Trump is saying.
It's been a beautiful moment, I think, for all decent people unifying against Donald Trump. But this moment of Latino unity has really floored me. I mean, people from every conceivable Latino group have stepped up to defend Mexican immigrants against these comments that Donald Trump did. You know, he's the great Latino unifier.
What sort of language is going back and forth in this Trump-El Chapo Twitter battle? Is it anything funny, anything witty, or is it all just kind of screaming at each other?
Well, I think, you know, most Mexicans, Mexican-Americans, and Latinos of every stripe, we're all kind of just joking about it. Now there's a new El Chapo Guzman parody account, which came out maybe about a day and a half ago. And it was funny because he responded to one of my gags that I wrote on Twitter saying, you know, that El Chapo Guzman is offering $10 to $15 million to any Mexican-American willing to hide him in the U.S. And on a side note, I want to invite everybody to welcome barbecue for my new roommate, Joaquin. So this Twitter account popped up and started saying, I'll be there. I'm coming to your house, Lalo. And I said, I'm going to need first and last month's rent. And he said, you know what? I'm going to pay first. Last year, next year.
Lalo Alcaraz is an artist and radio host, and it's always great to have you on The World. Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
If you want to see some highlights of the Trump versus Chapo Twitter exchange, we've posted some of our favorites at PRI.org. You can always get the latest from our newsroom on Twitter at PRI The World, and you can follow me at World Aaron. Thanks for joining us here at The World.